AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Republicans are quick to criticize Kamala Harris's choice for vice president.
While former President Donald Trump said Minnesota Governor Tim Walz would be the worst vice president in history in an email, GOP vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance spoke to reporters before a rally in Philadelphia and criticized the pick by Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris.
This is a person who listened to the Hamas wing of her own party and selecting a nominee. This is a guy who's proposed shipping more manufacturing jobs to China, who wants to make the American people more reliant on garbage energy instead of good American energy.
And he thought they make a good tag team.
Tim Walz allowed rioters to burn down Minneapolis in the summer of 2020, and then the few who got caught, Kamala Harris helped bail them out of jail.
I'm Shelley Adler.
President Biden says he's known Walz for nearly two decades and praised his background as a teacher, football coach, and National Guard soldier. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp says they are feeling the effects of Tropical Storm Debby.
We've had a heavy impact on southeast Georgia with heavy winds and certainly a lot of rainfall.
The storm is blamed for at least four deaths in Florida, one in Georgia. The National Hurricane Center is forecasting up to 25 inches of rain in areas around Savannah, Georgia, and Charleston, South Carolina. Nine people died when an overloaded SUV went out of control on a South Florida road, hit a guardrail, and went upside down into a canal. Elon Musk's social media platform, X, is suing a group of advertisers, alleging a massive advertiser boycott deprived the company of billions of dollars in revenue and violated antitrust laws. Included in the lawsuit, the World Federation of Advertisers, a Chinese-American scholar, was convicted in New York on charges of using his reputation as a pro-democracy activist to gather information on dissidents and feed it to the Chinese government. This is AP News. There has been another deadly crocodile attack in Australia.
Regional police say human remains have been found inside a large crocodile suspected of killing a tourist in Australia's second fatal attack in about a month. The latest victim was 40-year-old Dr. Dave Hogbin, who fell from a steep bank on Saturday into the Annan River in Queensland State, his family says in a statement. The general practice doctor from Newcastle in New South Wales had been travelling on a camping vacation through Queensland with his wife Jane and three sons aged 2, 5 and 7. Wildlife rangers on Monday euthanised a 16-foot crocodile in a creek a few miles from where Hogbin disappeared. I'm Charles Deledesma.
A man blamed for the death of his 5-year-old grandson pleaded no contest to violating Michigan's new gun storage law, one of the first significant convictions since the law kicked in earlier this year. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.